Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Happy New Year and konnichiwa shitbags. Here from the Spook Show, it's your old pal, Cousin Zach, welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, go to gasdigital.com, use that promo code ZAC for a 7-day free trial. You can also go to merchengine.com, where we have hats, hoodies, long sleeves, and t-shirts. I am joined by two wonderful gentlemen today. To my left, from the Panties in the Mouth podcast, it's Nate Marshall.
Hey, what up, Zach? Thank you for having me, man.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good. I'm having a good start to the year. I've been here twice, getting to see you 2 days in a row. This is nice.
I appreciate your time greatly, my friend. And to my right, absolutely killing it, one of the fucking dudes that if I'm going to have to hitch my wagon, I say this is one of the guys to fucking get out the fucking hitch to. Chaterina.
Hi, how's everyone doing? We're doing good.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I feel really fresh coming to the new year. I didn't get too shit-faced on New Year's Eve, so then it's been like a good run so far.
I got absolutely wrecked on New Year's Eve, nice. And then I'm trying to abstain
for
a little while because I was... I really just was like, let's finish what's in the house.
Yeah.
And it's a ton in the house.
It was one of those. So we are going to get through this today. It's going to be a very fun one. Very silly movie from Mexico. Before we go any further, though, let's get plugged out of the way. Nate, what do you want people to check out?
PRTM podcast, PRTM on Patreon. My Instagram is that Nate Marshall. And Twitter is that Nate M. And Drip at the Stand is the first Wednesday every month. I think the next one's the 7th.
Fantastic.
Well, today, but
Trey?
Doesn't matter.
You can find me on all platforms at Chaterena. That's Chederena. Some tour dates coming up. We got the Wilbur in Boston. That's the big show I got on January 12th. Then we're also going to be in Cleveland and a bunch of Canadian stuff. We got Calgary, Edmonton, Victoria, Vancouver, and Winnipeg. For all more tour dates or anything else, go to chaterena.com.
Fantastic. I will be at the Comedy Dojo at TIFFs in Morris Plains, New Jersey on January the 20th with my buddy Pete Angelo. And after that, I got Chicago and Wisconsin coming up. I'll be announcing those next week. Before we go any further, how about a word from our sponsors? Hey guys, real quick, let me thank one of our favorite sponsors, and that's our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you do Kratom, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time. When you go to our friends at YoKratom.com, who have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. That's right, a full kilo delivered to your door for just $60. It's the best deal in the world at Kratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Hey guys, real quick, let's just talk about one of our good friends at Yo Delta. Hey, they're responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high, and so do I. So let's go to YoDelta.com and stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you from personal experience, this Delta 8 stuff, it works, and these products need to be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use my promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at Yo Delta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1989, Don't Panic, from Mexico City. I was watching Into the Darkness Part 3 yesterday, which is a thing on Shudder where they show clips from all the best horror movies of the 80s. This was on it. I realized I had never seen it. So I said, fuck it. If I'm going to watch it, let me watch it with my buddies. We're watching this on Shudder. If you don't have Shudder, you're fucking up. It is one of the best apps for horror movies. They have HD versions of some of the greatest movies of all time. Always putting new stuff up. Can't recommend them more, even though they want nothing to do with me. That's all I can say. If you want to watch the show, it streams Friday night at midnight with a pre-stream starting at 11:30. Then it goes up on YouTube a few days later. However you consume podcasts, thank you so much for listening to the show, watching the show. Spread it. Good review, comment, anything you can do. Without any further ado, Frank in the booth, roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I think this is the first time I'm watching a movie with you that you haven't seen before.
Yep, I haven't seen this one at all. I decided let's fuck around a little. All I know is that it takes a big twist right up top.
Okay.
Like that.
And I'm not even sure entirely what it is.
What's the, was like if you were, if this was like, I'm looking at Netflix when they have the little description, what's that for this movie?
Hold on, I got it.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
I'll give you a shorter one.
On his 17th birthday, Michael is given a present of a Ouija board by Tony, his best friend.
Okay.
What year are we looking at for this movie?
89.
89, love it. I knew it was definitely going to be a different birthday. It's peak fucking 80s.
You're a big 80s movie guy a little bit?
No, but I know like at the end of a decade is when you really like the solidified version of it. Like when you look at early 90s shit, it looks like the 80s.
Yeah. I got you.
So I would say the 70s are the greatest time for cinema.
Really?
The 80s are the most decadent time, okay. And the 90s are the funniest.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of great.
You don't think the 2000s? I thought the early 2000s were really funny.
It depends.
Yeah, okay.
You could kind of count that as late 90s.
Late 90s, okay. Yeah, I see. Is your first birthday in Mexico?
Yeah. You'll get used to it. So, one of the other things I had noticed in the thing I watched yesterday, this movie seems really miscast.
Okay.
And that I think everyone in it was supposed to be younger.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to be like 16, 17.
Yeah.
And they kind of act and dress like small children.
Yes.
Like this is a birthday party for this guy.
Huh.
And it's cake and cookies.
And he's clearly like 25.
Yeah.
He's clearly in his late 20s.
Like she should be pouring him a drink right now.
Yeah.
That's his mom.
Yes.
She's off the rails.
Yeah, dude. When you see a mom in like a smoking jacket, a fucking robe.
Poured a drink into a tall glass. It wasn't even like a drinking glass.
Dude, I know I'm rewatching some Sopranos. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah.
Before Tony fucks the nurse with one leg.
Yeah, okay.
They're drinking room temperature Georgie.
Love it.
Out of tall glasses.
Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you do it before you fuck a one-leg lady.
Yeah, you don't give her the fancy shit.
I have issues with alcoholism.
Yeah.
I could not fathom drinking plain Georgie out of a fucking Flintstones glass from the cabinet. Without anything?
Well, but wasn't it? Tony had wild shit going on in his life that whole series. It didn't even matter.
You're not supposed to drink hot vodka.
Yeah.
They don't even have ice in the cup.
Yeah, I think vodka in general for me, I'm not really touching.
Yeah.
Already got him?
Oh, a little boy wrestling? Who doesn't like that?
Yeah, sometimes guys just gotta tussle.
That thigh dick placement. Big surprise, huh,
Michael? You're gonna get blown
by all of us. Who is it, guys? Michael, is everything
okay? Yes, Mom.
That one friend, they were like, we want an ethnic guy. Let's just tan a white guy a bunch. That's what we'll do. Mom's gonna kill me. Come on, guy. Don't
be impatient. Look what we got for you. They're also not speaking quietly, considering the mom is just upstairs.
Yeah, hitting us.
She's too drunk. She thinks it's the TV. Hey, man, look around.
Everything's under control. So you think that's just an Italian guy with a tan?
I think so.
That's young DeVito. Anthony DeVito.
Unrelated. I know, Nate, you like wrestling a little, right?
I vicariously through LeMayor and Andy.
Dude, I watched such a fucking good promo yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So there was an Indian guy that WWE had for a while. No problem. Some type of Middle Eastern. I apologize. I'm going to say it wrong. But Mansoor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some type of Arabic dude. Mm-hmm. And he did well for a while. Then they kind of just dropped the ball. They didn't really do anything with him.
Yeah.
So they released him. He cut his I'm Coming to the Indies promo yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was about how his dad saw wrestling once when he was a little kid. And the bad guy was a sheik. And his dad went up to the guy after. And he's like, why would you sell our people out like that? And he goes, I'm Italian. And it was the best promo. This guy immediately, I was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
This guy can talk.
Yeah, that's bad.
Forgive me for calling him Indian up top. But
dude.
The second he did it, I'm like, I am so pumped to see this guy really be himself now and not have to like play corporate lines.
Yeah, that's going to be so. What's he, AEW? What did he go with?
WWE fired. No, he's just doing all the indies now.
Okay, sick.
He's going to, a lot of these guys do like, they get released and then they just go on like a wonder tour of dream matches.
Yeah. Okay. That's fucking dope.
He's actually going to be in Brooklyn for my buddy's promotion, New Fear City.
Oh, nice.
This month they do the bar wrestling without rings.
Oh, that's fucking dope, dude.
And Mansoor's on that, I think, the 13th maybe in Bushwick.
Nice. That's it. Amazing. Amazing.
You don't do it because your mommy does it too much?
They're so loud considering the mom's just drunk upstairs.
Yo, did you guys just hear that? They're like, well, you don't drink because your mom's a raging alcoholic.
Is that what they said?
Yeah.
I like this squat.
Yo. Oh, his mom has alcohol abuse problems.
It is funny to make fun of your friends that way, though. Your mom's going to die.
Are those just dildo candles in two cans of Coke?
I think so. They were. I thought he was going to have to do something gay with it when I saw him.
Did they not have candle? They had to have something better than that.
You think this is just like a budget thing? Just like, yo, just throw candles in it'll get the point across.
This guy's a bad drunk. Did you see that face?
Yeah.
Takes one sip and he's like, everything I've ever hated is coming out of me right now.
Oh, yeah, the Ouija board. That's what's happening here.
I'd like you to meet some friends. Please show them that you really.
Did you guys fuck with the Ouija board as kids or no?
Fuck no.
I never.
Fuck that shit.
Won't
I don't
touch it.
I don't necessarily believe in ghosts and shit, but I know people touch Ouija boards and weird shit happens. I ain't bringing any of that mojo into my life. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I have no desire to find out if they're real or not. I know that might be like childish, but.
You bring a Ouija board around me, I'll break it over my knee and throw it in the trash.
Yeah,
I'm like, get that fucking shit out of here.
I just see there being no benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, other than creeping you out. Like, it's not going to be like, here's the problem, fix it. It's going to be like, you're a bitch, I'm the devil.
Yeah, you're a bitch, I'm the devil. You don't know what you just fucked with, you stupid suburban kid.
Ew. We asked it a number, which was a very dumb question to start off with Ouija board.
Yeah.
I would go a yes or no thing first.
Oh, the booze is hitting.
Yo, he's. Is he the one who made fun of the alcoholic mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. He's the one with the real problem. He was just projecting.
He's getting a boner.
Hey, Tony, why don't you cool it, all right?
Yeah, this is crap.
Hey, listen, I got a better idea.
What? Let's all suck each other's dicks.
Yeah.
You gotta throw that out
there.
Yes,
the Ouija board was enchanted by Alexandra.
Every dude in there is like, oh, we all love Alexandra.
Yeah, bang her in a second, dude.
Yeah, I don't want this to be my name.
I just think I've never had a group of friends I can trust to not move it.
Exactly.
Yeah, somebody would move it. But, and also, if it did move, like, it can't possibly move itself. It's just some shit you get from Toys R Us.
Yeah.
So it would either work or be a very disappointing purchase. Those are the only options. Neither is good.
Why are you telling Virgil is the devil?
Uh-oh.
Okay, that's it. money out. Come on. And Michael, I want to have a word with you.
I know that robe smells like piss a bit.
Just piss. Yeah. Spilt vodka.
Yeah, dude.
Probably cigs.
Oh, cigs.
Oh, that's
for
got cig
sure.
holes in it. Yeah.
Yeah. She probably smells like a whole party. I like his mom.
She's a mom that would like fuck one of his friends or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And like not even be secretive about it. Like no. You come over, she'd like touch your cheek real gross.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh shit, I was trying to keep it from her. We're still fucking friends. Then you just got to tell him. If you're a real friend, you just got to be like, bro, your mom threw it at me. What was I supposed to do?
Dude, you know your mom's a whore.
You know, and he's just like, yeah, I know. Man, they got a nice house, though.
Yeah, when I was like 16, 17, there was a girl a few years younger than us that my friends hung out with, and her mom would message me on MySpace.
Yeah.
That she wanted to do photo shoots. Because I had a rock and roll style. And she was a rock and roll photographer.
Yeah.
And she would send me messages like, I just love the way you dress and I want to take your picture. And then one day she pulled up in a van next to me. And I was like, it's Denise from MySpace. And she was horrendous.
Oh. Well, she didn't have pictures on her MySpace?
She had old pictures. She had like pictures when she was probably like in her 20s.
Yeah.
So now he spilled Bacardi.
And the Ouija board went
wild.
And
the Ouija board went nuts.
Dude, he's like, you fucking spilt on my brand new Ouija board, you son of a bitch. Ooh, he's got tricks.
Good stop. I saw a video online of just people getting destroyed by one of those on a bike that was at the end of a hill.
Oh, dude. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Guy comes down on a scooter and it hits him in the chest and he does that. Ooh.
It took out like seven dudes in one video.
Dude, I love that video, dude. No
exception. He's trying to buy his way out with porn.
The latest, man. Check her out.
Come on, dude. You like to jerk off.
Yeah, he'd have got me.
That look he gave me. He was like, I do like to jerk off.
I can get one out on the clock real quick.
I'm sorry. Coming in late isn't acceptable. Please, man.
Yo, I feel like I've been thinking whacking off at work is like a bigger thing than I realize for people who go to like, you know, 9 to 5s and shit.
Really?
Because the reason why I'm saying that's because I subscribe to a ton of like free OnlyFans. I'm not like I've never spent money on it, but because of how many free ones I've gotten, my OnlyFans messages are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, like when I'll just see them because I don't open all them, but I'll see them and it'll be like, pull it out for me at work to this. Like, but I see it like, you know, obviously there's like people who have bots or somebody, some dude in the Middle East running their shit. But I've seen that like pull it out at work for me on so many different profiles.
Really?
That if they're all doing it, it must be working.
Yeah, no.
It must be people are like, all right, I'll spend $5 real quick or whatever fucking thing.
I would assume security guards jerk it.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
Desk people,
or you get like you have like a nice bathroom, but it's a one person, no one else.
Oh, yeah.
To
well,
it.
That's what that's for.
Yeah, yeah. That's an office
that's,
that
that's
has
for that.
That
and private dumps.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like when I'm jerking it, it's such a, I want to be like in it, taking my time. I don't like feeling rushed when I'm jerking off.
You don't ever do just a maintenance? Like, fuck,
oh,
I got
no,
a whole
dude,
day.
I love a maintenance wank.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
fucking, I do. I literally call them maintenance wanks and indulgence wanks. Because
yeah, yeah.
a maintenance wank is like I jerk off and get back to life. I can come and then I'm focused. But the indulgence wank, that's what I prefer.
You got a day off. You got like, I have most of the day free.
Yeah.
Or I had a whole day. Now I'm at home. It's night. I need
to
sleep. I'm going.
You're in my brain right now. I have a
we
bit.
We bonded on porn kind of quick. It was nuts.
Dude, I have a bit talking about those two different wanks about how I'm like, I got the maintenance and the indulgence.
Oh, shit.
And then I fucking, when I'm doing the indulgence wank, sometimes I put an order in on Uber Eats before I start jerking it.
So
someone comes and delivers the food.
That sounds like a maintenance wank could turn into a rushed one. Because if you're like, fuck, they're getting here like too soon.
Well, sometimes you just don't finish. I'll get the food, put it on the counter, and then I'll jizz, and then I'll come back to the food.
I had a friend growing up that used to take a handful of Tylenol PMs and see if he could jerk off before he fell asleep.
Oh, man. What's his record? Did he ever tell you his record? It's probably undefeated.
He was good. He was on top of it.
I feel like I could beat a Tylenol PM.
Yeah. No, he would take a bunch, though.
Oh, like a dangerous amount.
Yeah.
This is my game. I play by myself.
I'm taking 17 Tylenol PMs.
Dude, a teenage boy watches a girl eat ice cream.
Crazy.
He has pre-cum flowing.
You know what I've rediscovered a massive love for in the last couple weeks? big black tits.
They're the best. Maserati.
Yeah, that's exact. Jada Fire.
Jada Fire. Old school. Another fire. Yeah. Who else? Who else?
It wasn't Savannah. There's another one, though.
Savannah. Savannah and Havana.
Yeah.
They had the big nipples. They were the twins with the big nips.
Did you guys see the Tyron Woodley sex tape?
No.
So Tyron Woodley's UFC fighter sex tape dropped recently. He was just him just eating out this super hot black chick, and he's just fucking munching. And she has some big, you can see her big tits. Like, it's shot from, like, her perspective down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's just eating the box like crazy.
Good for him.
Good for him, but did he put it out there, or did she expose him with a POV video?
I don't know who put it out. I don't know who dropped it, but Twitter was eating it up.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow. I can't remember. His name on the tip of my tongue. The reason I even got search black tits is, so I have this thing lately where I've been searching things in Spanish.
Okay. Why?
Because you'll get, like, amateur videos of hot Spanish chicks.
Okay, okay.
So,
Culo
Grande.
Yeah.
Tetanas.
Yeah.
And I was listening to, and it's
Bebo Leche.
It's a famous comics bit, and I'm going to fuck it up. What? Frank? Oh, sorry, Frank. I thought you said something. And he has a bit about having to go to IKEA, and he picks up a day laborer at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, senor, IKEA is the devil. But they're sitting in the car, like, silent because he doesn't speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And the guy does. And the guy just turns to him when they see a hot black chick and goes, te gusta Chichis Negra? And he said that they became friends all day just based on, hey, you like black tits?
Right. You're damn right I do.
Big fan.
Mad at me?
That's so funny. He's supposed to be 17.
Full chest hair. Dude. This guy's got, like, fucking middle-aged Italian shit going on right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm very bad about what I said about your mom's drinking problem.
Let's go.
And the fact that he's, like, puking the whole time is wild.
Not to say anything about the Ouija board. It's just, a couple of drinks and...
Guess what?
Just change the subject.
Yeah, you're boring, bro.
Oh, man, she's great. We went out to breakfast. She's incredible.
She ate really ice cream for breakfast. It was
and
nuts.
I think she likes me, too. But, geez, I just don't know what to do about her, you know? Well, give her a rose.
Now that I think about it, eating ice cream for breakfast when you're on a date with a guy is a slut move.
Yeah.
It's kind of a slut move. It's like, look at this white cream I'm eating. That's why he's like, I think she likes me too.
The magic rose. Come on, man. Another one of your stories.
When I first started dating my wife, one of the first breakfasts I made was bourbon French toast.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Mm. I did French toast with ice cream, and then I put bourbon in the maple syrup.
Yo, this guy, but
But you add I'm about to say Eggos or something, because that's the best I got. But if you add a waffle or pancakes to it, you can throw ice cream in the mix.
For breakfast.
Really, but
ice cream shop,
ice cream shop for breakfast.
Wild move.
Yeah.
Wild move, dude. Between you two. The lactose intolerant people are just getting diarrhea listening to this.
I talked about this recently. I pulled a powerful move at a party. We were supposed to bring dessert. Dude, I fucking post-made a fucking Carvel cake.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude.
Nice.
What was on it?
We did a cookie puss.
Yeah, okay. Cookie puss.
Dude. Killed.
Yeah.
Nice.
Everyone was pumped.
I was a kid, I didn't ask for birthday, like, regular cakes. I wanted a Carvel ice cream cake. I just needed a little Carvel ice cream cake, because my mom couldn't bake or nothing, so it was always a store-bought thing. Just give me a little.
I ate cookie puss, and then it went over so good, the next time we had a party that house, somebody brought Fudgy the Whale.
No, okay. When you're saying, I couldn't think of what you meant when you were saying cookie puss. It was just the fucking,
what
it was. I got you.
So, hard turn.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Dude, yeah, period blood coming out the ceiling.
Like, it's his mom. I heard what you said about me.
Yeah, you've been talking about my drinking again? I'm going to fucking recircumcise you.
He's a crazy light sleeper, though.
No, that would wake me up.
Yeah.
I meant deep sleeper.
I meant deep sleeper. Yeah, it was taking way too long. Okay.
All right, so this is the number one thing when you search this movie is Don't Panic, 1989, Dinosaur Pajamas.
Oh, shit. psychic powers. These pajamas?
So this guy's 25. 17.
And he's got these dinosaur pajamas on?
And he's got on straight up Pee Wee Herman time for bed, nighttime pajamas.
I appreciate it. Just a dude being himself at home. Like, this is his true self. Just
also, I think his mom hasn't bought him new pajamas in probably, like, 10 years.
Blowing it on alcohol.
Yeah, she's like, just keep what? They still fit. What are you talking about?
I mean, his regular wardrobe is kind of smooth, though. He's actually kind of dressing right for the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. That fit. Not a bad fit.
Yeah, he had the cool jacket on in the other scene.
Hey, Michael. Good luck, man.
This guy's not Mexican.
So far,
I love how exceptionally Mexican so many of the extras are.
Yes. They're like, we're not going to cast a Mexican. You crazy?
By the way, they put the table of white kids up front and the rest of the room is Mexican.
Yeah, you can see it in the back. Like, I saw a legit 40-year-old in the back. Mustache. If they showed a cut again.
Oh, dude, too slow, hey, Frank, bro.
Told you. I knew she was a slut.
She's got a little bit of a unibrow, too.
Yep.
Oof, we got a...
That's classic disappointed by a slut move. Just
oh, yeah, that's a full, like, Cro-Magnon.
Yeah, just, dude.
Not anymore, bitch.
She looks I like, fucked a girl with a happy trail once.
Oh, like a trail down to her pussy from her belly button?
From belly button to pussy.
Yeah.
I know dudes who... I knew older dudes growing up who liked that shit. It's never been a thing for me, but
she
I think...
She had a huge push.
Yeah.
It was kind of like a fun novelty.
Got you. I think I've never fucked a lady that's had a bush more than once. Like, if we fucked the first night and she wasn't expecting to fuck, then she'll have a bush. But then I feel like if we fuck again, it's usually gone.
Oh, dude, I love pubes.
You love your you're a full bush guy?
I love pubes. Yeah. I like it when it's like you got that triangle. It's like kind of like one thick layer, not where it's like fully like afroed out.
Yeah.
But one thick layer, triangled, pointing down. I love her. Hi. Sorry, was I making out with your friend earlier?
Yeah, but it can't go. It can't go past the thigh crease.
Yeah, and then it starts like creeping out to like completely untamed.
Then it's near the ass and like near the ass crack and stuff. Yeah, I don't want to see two. Yeah,
I'll dig it if that's part of the aesthetic. If she's got like some white chick dreadlock shit going on, and
armpit hair, that's fine.
I want the whole
thing. Like the little bit of ass and a little bit of shrooms.
Yeah,
bitch.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm not a fan. I'm not, because in my mind, something you're so free that you're like, I'll also use that, the crystal deodorant. And
get it.
You love it? Yeah, I don't want to smell that shit.
I'm not saying I'm going to be like, yo, I'm going to date this girl.
Yeah.
But like, I want the like archetype. I want the aesthetic. Like, if I go to a bar and there's a chick with like a black leather jacket and she tastes like cigarettes, I don't even smoke. I'm about it.
Yeah,
about it, dude.
I'm more into. I think it's the body hair. I think it's the armpit. Like that I can get to. Like, all right, you think you're a badass?
Yeah.
You just like grab her by the throat a little bit or something. Something fun. But I don't know. The hair shit just.
No, give me a full stinky chick who talks about my aura post-sex. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Many moons ago, there was a gal in my life who was like a real club chick party girl.
Yeah.
And she would just come to my house at like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we had a deal where like we weren't always going to fuck, but I loved... smelling her armpits the next day after being out drinking and dancing all night.
You freak,
and jerking off.
Yo.
And I used to just dig my nose into her pits and jerk off on her ass.
You pig. I love it. I love it, dude.
Yeah, y'all making me feel
and
like
I remember
pussy.
One time she showed up from like some club night in a neon fishnet dress. She was a black chick. She had a neon see-through fishnet dress. And I took a picture of her and me in my bedroom mirror. And I showed it to Dante Nero.
Uh-huh.
And Dante went, man, they let you take that picture in the strip club? And I went, that's my room. And he goes, you walked her out of your house like that? I was like, yeah.
I'm about it. So they made out. Did they full-on fucking penetrate?
I hope so.
We're going to find out.
Yo, looks like it.
Looks like he was just kissing her and when she'd clearly be fucking.
Whoa.
Oh, he's about to kill her. I'm calling it.
No.
No, you don't think so?
Dude, I can't believe they let that eyebrow go on set.
Yeah.
Like, no one was like, yo, let's wax that bitch real quick.
Yeah.
She might be related to somebody.
Oh, yeah, true.
I've worked on enough of these where certain things are overlooked because they were cast for
like nepotism hires.
Nepotism, yeah.
And they didn't want to make her feel like her fucked up eyebrows mm-hmm. fucked up.
I will say this is a good representation of young people's sex. Your first yes. few times fucking, mm-hmm. very close, touchy, kissy. You know, they're it's really
looking
like,
at each other still.
Yeah, mm. I like you. There's like bodies are constantly pressed up against each other. I don't even know if there's penetration going on here. We might just be rubbing our genitals against each other trying to figure it out.
Yo, when I was a kid, I don't know if this was a thing, but when I grew up, it wasn't like cool to kiss bitches once they all started sucking dick. Mm. It was like at least in my school I grew up in, it was like, she sucks dick, you don't kiss her. So like my first girlfriend, we were dating for like 6 months. I didn't kiss her for like 3 months. Like we were fucking for months.
And you before, didn't.
And I didn't kiss her. And
was she ever like, can you please give me a kiss?
No, to be honest, she actually cheated on me by getting a train ran on her. So in my mind, when I think about it now, I think she was probably like, that's for the best. I think she was like, I do like you. I am a hoe. You're probably doing the right thing, and then yeah. and then I got too trusted and kissed her, and then
you fool.
Yeah. Now, so my early fucking has none of that though. It's
now
just,
not to tear open old wounds. How many is a train?
The impression I got from this is two, because I didn't honestly.
That's not a train.
I don't think two's a train either. I don't think two's a train. Yeah, getting double teams different than a train.
Still not acceptable. Yeah.
I think two is a trade, especially if you're I don't know if it was two dudes fucking her at the same time or if it was two dudes fucking her like back to back, which kind of adds train element to it when it goes back to back.
It's true, but I think a train needs to be three or more.
Yeah, because if it was just an engine and a caboose, that'd be like, it's the worst train I've ever seen.
But it's got the middle. Nothing. It's got a middle though. It's a light rail.
Yeah, she got light rail. Yeah, that's fine. She got path.
Yeah, she got path train.
Yeah, it goes right from her asshole to her mouth on weekends. That's a great path train joke.
Yeah. That was. But I didn't even find out. I found out after we were broken up. Her friend that she used to work with at like a Wendy's or something told me later. Just like, oh yeah, she got picked up by these two all the time.
Oh, it was a regular thing.
Maybe. Like I never like messaged her like, I heard you did this. I just heard. I was like, all right. And then like we used to fuck still when she had a boyfriend. She just, you know.
She just sounds like a good time.
She was
girl.
Just a good girl. Yeah. She was just a girl having fun when she was young. I don't judge her for it.
Who is this bitch? Who is this chick getting murdered right now?
And it's like all in his head, right?
Yeah, I think he sees it.
Oh, he sees the murder happening. Oh, it's in her head. God damn.
He smashed first, though, right?
I don't think that's the chick he smashed.
That was a different chick.
Oh, okay. I get confused by 90s hair. Or I guess late 80s hair.
He's like, oh, fuck, dude. Taps are broken.
So I'm genuinely enjoying some of the imagery so far.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job.
It looks like it had a decent budget.
Yeah.
And it was modest. We didn't see any titties.
That's, if I'm being honest, that's the thing I'm least thrilled about. I've been here for enough titty movies, and I was like, maybe it's a titty movie day. I could start my
day.
Now,
Frank,
like
am
that.
I wrong, or did Screaming Mad George work on the effects on this? Some of those contacts are a bitch, those real fucking thick ones.
To look crazy like that?
Well, a lot of them, back in the day, you used to not be able to see out of them. So you were like in Evil Dead, they're working blind.
Just wearing weird ass contacts. Going.
Yeah, they're completely blind.
You're correct, Zach.
The Screaming Mad George did this one, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he's one of the, like, as far as like I've described it, it's almost like when movies are so fun gory that it's almost like Mad Magazine or like Ren and Stimpy style effects.
Yeah,
that's his, like, I think he's one of the best at that.
Okay. I love how this demon or whatever is held off by medication.
Yep. So,
yeah,
he just took like Tylenol, cabinet meds.
Keep this motherfucker at bay.
He's got BPD.
That's what they do in one of the fucking Freddy Krueger movies. They give him medication so they can't dream.
Is it Hypnosol? No.
I think it's Freddy versus Jason.
Well, no, but that's from one of the earlier movies.
Okay.
That medication is what they're all on so they don't dream.
Yeah. They're like, fuck you, Freddy. You can't get is now. We got say pharmacy.
Is it hip the song?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Because I always joke that for an 80s franchise, how no one in the Freddy Krueger universe figured out cocaine.
Yeah, just to be like,
Freddy's greatest enemy.
Dude, we'll just stay up.
Yeah, fuck that.
Speaking, I was noticing this like halfway into the episode.
Yeah, it's
dope cardigan.
Thank you. Appreciate it. It's a ladies 5X from Torrid. So I've been real sick. I had a science. Michael. This is very Freddy, by the way. I had a terrible science fact. The bitch was, I haven't been able to lay down for more than a half an hour in like a month. Mm-hmm. So I've just been falling asleep doing shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like out of my mind. Like I'll be talking to my wife and I'll have a full conversation asleep, sitting up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just eyes closed.
And then I wake up and I'm like, what were we talking about? She's like, we haven't been talking.
Oh, shit.
Like, I'm just fully manic.
Yeah.
Dude, I like how her son, 17-year-old son, is sitting at the breakfast table with sunglasses on, and she's not like,
nope.
Hey, are you fucked up?
Yeah,
What's going on? What's going on with you?
What was your night like?
Yeah.
Or she's such an alcoholic that she can't ask?
Yeah, she's like, I finally, because she's already in her head wondering if he knows. Like, can he smell it on me?
Yeah, there's booze in that OJ for sure.
You read Shelley's books, you must read
every
word.
I like this smoky-eyed lady.
Yeah.
And not lose any detail. Now listen to this.
Just a quick connection, Zach. Screaming of Mad George also did Silent Night, Deadly Night 5 on our last episode.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
And so thy thoughts, when love art gone, love itself shall slumber on. Is it the poet's character?
So funny. Or maybe the romantic temperament itself. Acting like a teen.
Yeah, they're chew gum. That's what teenagers do.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm probably like 26 or 27, the oldest I've ever played high school. And I'm old. I'm like.
Is he like, look at this old guy like playing?
No, it's not too bad. It's only bad when you see the back of my head.
Okay. What does it?
I have a bald spot. It's pretty bad.
Yo, this teenager's bald.
Yeah, I have a bald spot in it.
It shows
but we
in the
address
movie?
It. Yeah, we address it. I make a joke about it.
Oh, he's having a rough one right now, dude.
Yeah, no, I have a joke in the movie in my VO. I say I'm 15 years old. I look like I'm 35.
Bro, Michael, it's not there.
Is something wrong?
I like to believe that if I was going crazy, I could like rationalize that I'm going crazy. Like, if I'm in a classroom and there's just blood dripping from some girl's head and no one's reacted, I would like to be like, I'm gone. It's over. But just still not get up.
Here's the thing. Have you ever been on acid around people and
shrooms?
And not everybody knew you were on shrooms?
Yeah.
And how difficult that is?
Yeah. I mean, shrooms are probably a little easier than acid just because it's like, I don't think I was on like a crazy amount. I was probably on like half an eighth or something.
Yeah.
And then I'm just being nice, just hugging you. Like, yo, you're the best.
Yeah, I thought I've hit it. And then I found out in hindsight, I was pretty obvious. I accidentally dosed myself a few weeks ago by accident.
What? Acid?
Yeah. I fucked up.
How?
Okay. So this is a very Zach Amico situation.
Yeah.
Where it's a combination of I have access to drugs at all times.
Yeah.
I forget conversations I have, and I'm impulsive.
Okay.
So there's a very kind gentleman who I'm friends with who every once in a while drugs show up.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And he sent cookies. I went, ooh, weed cookies.
Yeah.
And I took half of one because I am pretty good about only take half first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait a few hours. I have learned my lesson a number of times.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to take half this cookie. And I apologize if I told this a few weeks ago. About 2 hours in, all my lights got really bright. And I was like, this is a pretty powerful cookie.
Glad I only took half.
And I messaged my buddy, and I was like, hey, man, how many milligrams are in that cookie? And he sends back, dude, those are acid.
Yo,
don't put a label on it.
Don't take more than one or you're going to be fucked up for a couple days.
Yeah.
They're really powerful. And I'm like, and I write back like, dude, that's fucked up. Don't say that. Really, how many milligrams?
Yeah.
He's like, no, dude, I'm serious. They're acid. And I'm like, this is not funny anymore.
Yeah.
A real acid way to react, because at that point you should know.
How many milligrams? And he goes, dude, I messaged you. I'm sending you acid cookies. And I just scroll up, and I mean, five sentences early.
Yeah.
I am sending you cookies with lots of acid in them. Be careful.
Okay.
And I just went, no. And not only that, dude, I took it at like 10 at night.
That's
and I had to be here in the morning.
Oh, so it's, yeah, it's done. It's game over.
So it's a wrap. I'm coming here tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife and I were watching the cult with the lady who died. Just the mother love thing that just came out.
I don't know that one.
So it's a lady who thought she was communicating with all these dead celebrities.
Love it.
To be taken on a spaceship away.
Nice.
And they had her taking colloidal silver.
What's that?
Silver.
Just silvered, like supplements?
Supplements, but like drinking bottles of liquid silver to the point where she turned blue.
Oh, I've seen this. People turn blue. Yeah. Will you please listen to
me? And then she died, and they thought the ship was going to come for her.
Yeah.
So they just kept her body for 2 weeks in the house, and we're like filming with it and shit.
Jesus.
Just fucking.
Now, I'm on acid for all of this.
Yeah.
And I thought I was doing a pretty good job of playing it cool.
Yeah.
But apparently every time my wife looked at me, I was just making this face at the TV. And then in the ultimate battle of Zach versus Acid, I went, what can I watch that will bring me back down?
Yeah.
Which apparently my algorithm is still suffering for was 5 hours straight of 2.5 Men.
That makes sense. I can see that being a fun come down.
That's a good, like, I think that's pretty safe. That's a safe.
Because I knew it was going to be okay.
Yeah. Me, if I'm...
This movie's also directed by the director of this movie. It's a clip from one of his older movies.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a little callback?
Yeah.
My go-to, I'm tripping on psychedelics, I need to chill out, but I also want to have a good time, mm-hmm. Adventure Time.
Okay.
Adventure Time. Rules, because that show is very trippy, and it also talks a lot about like what it means to be a person and like the reality and multiple dimensions. It gets into that shit, but it's a kids show, so it's like friendly, and they'll be like, you know, it's good to have friends and be loved, and I'm like, it is. It fucking is.
So when I start tripping, my safety safe is The Simpsons.
Okay,
but
nice.
One between like, you know, 3 and 10, whatever the my generation's version of the good years.
Yes.
Because now I know them word for word, so I can figure out how fucked up I am.
Yeah.
Based on the episode, how much I remember and how much of it's accurate.
Okay.
How much you're following along or know what to come
next. So I can use The Simpsons as a barometer of how fucked up I am.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything like that that I can. I just go to, and this might be hack or whatever, but I just put on like Planet Earth, Blue Life, whatever one of those seen yet.
Yeah.
If I know I haven't seen it, I'll just throw in a new one and like, that's sick. But occasionally you'll get into like a dark thing by accident where it's just... I don't think I did watch this. I was just on edibles when I watched this. But The Walrus, I don't know if you ever seen the thing, because I've seen it like online since then. The walruses that commit suicide.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
They like jump off cliffs?
They literally jump off cliffs. They go up to the top of this cliff to fuck, and then they try to go back down, but their bodies aren't meant to like go 90 degrees.
Yeah, and so they just
They just tumble.
Yeah, somebody during that acid trip maybe took a... The 2.5 Men was a direct response to... somebody was watching 9/11 footage on acid and not having a good time.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, so that's been my algorithm, and I've been getting Big Bang Theory, 2.5, like shows like that, and then every once in a while it'll just be 9/11 jumpers.
Yeah, that algorithm is crazy. Mine's is just basketball and like guns. I think it knows I'm going to Texas soon, so it's just like fucking... Get your guns ready.
Yeah, dude.
Have you
strapped.
Guys seen the video? Me and Chris Fager obsessed with it. It's a guy rapping over a dude cooking a horse's head.
No.
So I don't know what country they're in. They're in one of the countries where they eat a horse head.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ain't good. It's like, it's the whole head.
Yeah, yeah.
In a giant pot.
And where they, like, they brush the teeth first and shit.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I've seen that kind of shit.
They, like,
yeah.
Scrape the skin off the
yeah.
fish.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But there's a guy that raps over it.
I love this.
And I'm kind of obsessed with it. I might play it into the microphone. Please.
Give us the goods.
Me and Faga have had to watch this 500 fucking times.
Dude, this guy's kind of dropping the ball big time. These spirits are giving him very clear instructions. Yeah. He goes, he's not like someone's going to die. He goes, so-and-so's going to die.
He made sure that the horse was dead. I ain't never seen a nigga eat a horse head. Shit. Make sure that the horse dead. I ain't never seen a nigga brush a horse teeth. How the fuck is you brushing on the horse teeth? How the fuck you gonna clean off a horse head? Then turn around, then cook the horse head. Nigga really from the struggle, look at his hairline. Nigga really from the struggle, look at his hairline. All the motherfucking coast sandal hairline. You got a coat and some sandals on hairline. The coat got blew up in a bomb. I don't give a fuck, nigga. Call your mom. What you about to do? You about to put it in the water tonight. Yeah. Put it in the water tonight. Add a little bit of doodle and some beans. Put some hot sauce, bitch. Get the cane on it. Y'all niggas, don't forget to put the cane on it. Put 3 bags, bitch, of cocaine on it. Put the top off Mortal Kombat on it. Put your hat on it. Stop playing, bitch. Grab that horse meat. Go ahead, go on, eat you some horse meat. That shit illegal over here. I ain't never seen a nigga eat a horse meat.
I love that.
That's been my inner monologue for 4 days.
I love it. That illegal over here. We can't eat that.
So just know, if anyone has spoken to me since New Year's,
that's been in the
no matter what we're talking about, I'm going, I've never seen a horse head. You don't fuck around with my house. You don't
fuck around with me, okay? Dude shows up in his fucking dinosaur pajamas.
They're hilarious.
It's crazy.
Dude, I almost, like, they had to buy adult-sized dinosaur pajamas.
Yeah, it has to be. That has to be like fetish clothes, right? Like adult pajamas.
Or like
that.
It's gotta be the biggest size they make.
Just because he looks kind of like he might be like 5'10", some 6 foot. Like, you know, just so you have a giant boy, just like you want him to still feel like a boy.
Yeah, because even I would say I switch to big T-shirt and either basketball shorts or flannel pants.
Or just like underwear.
Well,
yeah,
into
boxers, yeah.
Well, probably like 12, 13.
Yeah. Definitely like, but like after 10. Like between 10 and 13, that's gone. I can't.
Yeah, and now that I'm a grown man, that's almost all I wear in the house.
Yeah.
Sweat. Is basketball shorts and a giant T-shirt.
I love a good pair of sweats. Just fucking lounge. I'm sorry, but you can't come in
without an authorization. I will, however, thermals. If you want, you can in the winter. Message. Good move.
Yes.
Like as lounge clothes?
Yeah.
I still go sweat. But I love them just outside, like save myself. But yeah, no, I can't. I don't know. I don't like. But you wear pants that like have that aesthetic anyway.
Yeah.
So.
The fastest kid in the world, man.
Well, he's got those pajamas on.
Dude, he's
Hold on, let me switch to my green phone. The perm is really a point of discussion here.
It's flawless.
The mullet perm.
He's like, even going crazy, he's kept the mullet perm flawless.
Oh, yeah. Like, it doesn't matter if he's sleeping early morning, late at night. He's looking fucking crispy with that.
Yeah.
The amount of hairspray that went into that bad boy, it's crunchy a bit, for sure.
It's the most important. It's got to be the most important thing to him.
Now, that looks cool.
Yeah.
I like how they're showing us that it's his POV without really beating us over the head with it.
And who is this chick?
Hot nurse.
Was she one of his friends from the party? Or just happens to be a random hot nurse?
Well, I don't think she's in high school and a nurse.
Yeah, that's what true. I was thinking, but I don't. So just.
It was the bully guy's sister.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's when he was like, you got to save her.
Yeah, sorry. I was busy thinking about can I eat a horse head.
Hey, watch me.
Why did he open his arms to tackle?
Do you know where the lab is?
Third floor.
Left or right?
Use the stairs on your right.
They see this dude with glowing red eyes, and they're like, just tell him everything he's asking. And then they just leave. They're like, whoa.
That's self-preservation.
We'll probably hear about that tomorrow.
They all hate the nurse that's up there. Like, all right, she deserves this shit.
Yeah, I hate that bitch on three. Send him up there.
She fucking always shows up late, cancels her shifts. I had to fill in for her last week, and I had to fucking work two
You know
doubles.
Who he looks like with the pale skin and the pajamas? Stewart from Mad TV. All right,
kid. Oh, look what I can do.
Yeah.
I
got our man. I'm at
checkpoint two. Kick Let's him in the go, balls. Kid.
Oh, that's Michael McDonald, I think his name. It's the other Michael McDonald. Is that guy from Mad TV? Hilariously, also in two major horror franchises. He's in the new Halloween, and he's in
Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
From Mad TV.
Wait, what is he in the new Halloween?
He's the gay couple that gets killed in the house.
Okay. Okay. I might be actually no. I might not be thinking of the Halloween. What's
And he's also in one of the Leprechauns.
Okay.
Because he was like the Mad TV guy.
Yeah, he was one of the Leprechauns, and he's in the new Halloween franchise. He's it's like Big Mitch and Little Mitch or something. They're a gay couple.
Sick.
I love how he's like, yo, they say someone's going to kill this girl. I'll just call her real quick.
Yeah.
Let me go.
That needs I'm to just be, a little guy.
That needs to be on a soundboard. Leave me alone. Let me go.
You're done.
Leave me alone.
That almost sounds like a thing they like put in after.
He has like, oh, now. He has like a Mexican accent when he's possessed.
Yeah.
I don't know what made you think you could just walk in like that.
I don't know, lady. I got red eyes.
Yeah, dude. I'm clearly on something.
How do you think this is going to go?
Try to tell him.
He's like, ah.
I tried to tell y'all.
He's so like slightly disappointed. He's like, come on, guys.
Yeah, his friend's sister stabbed to death over there, and he saw it. Oh, shucks. Suspect. Damn, everybody's chill.
Sam, you better get over here fast. I will say in this, good blood.
Yeah.
Good dark red blood. And I've said on the show before, I'm a big fan of like the neon silly blood that Argento and stuff uses. But as far as realistic looking blood, very impressed.
I love how he just takes off.
What a weird way to go down these stairs.
It's like you think he would stay to be like, guys, I told you.
He's partially blinded when he has the red eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he could, like, see into the future.
And Mexican, too, apparently. He's partially blinded and a little...
No! A little Mexican.
Let me go!
Please, no!
That's why he can't tell this guy's walking right at him. God damn it.
That is funny. It makes me really think he cannot see the way he's using the guide walls.
Yeah.
That's gotta suck dick, dude.
Oh, dude, yeah, shooting like that.
I think a lot of the old Grinches for Grinchmas used to be blind, too.
Grinchmas?
Or half blind.
When you say the Grinch, you mean like the move, the Christmas movie, The Grinch?
Yeah, but for the ones that like walk around Universal.
Oh, okay.
My friend did makeup for that.
Uh-huh.
And they said it is like the most grueling, like... Because you know when Jim Carrey did The Grinch, he had to get like...
They're full, yeah.
Like the guy that talks to like FBI people to not like... crumble under torture.
Yeah.
Like, because they said he would be getting the makeup done just like blowing cigs and like punching himself in the knee and shit.
Why?
Because you're supposed to distract yourself.
Because it hurts?
Because he said getting the Grinch makeup on felt like getting buried alive.
Oh,
so shit. They had FBI, like, torture experts come teach him how to meditate through it.
Whoa.
But my friend Babette was telling me, because she did Grinchmas, and that they would have, like, 6 Grinches at a time.
Yeah.
But the deal with that is, so you've got a full face.
Yeah.
So your nose and mouth are covered.
Yeah.
You have yellow contacts in, and you have long fingers, so you can't touch anything.
Yeah.
So you have a full-time handler.
Yeah.
And she said that, like, because you're in that thing for, like, 8 hours.
Yeah.
When you take it off of them, it's just snot.
Just snot.
The entire front of it.
Oh,
it's just, like, you got to, like, empty it.
Oh, disgusting.
And they just reuse it? Like, it's not...
No, it's an appliance. You make a million of them.
Okay, but. Okay.
It's more that you're drowning in it.
Yeah, just for 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, this kid should be 10 years younger.
Yeah.
Even, and like the way they're making them talk, like sound, you know, they're like, sound younger.
They're like, oh, the alcoholism got to him. He's going to kill me too, Mom.
You got to listen to me. She's like, oh, no, I knew I was drinking too much while he was in me. Are you
fine? The fetal alcohol syndrome. Don't move, and I'll be right
back. Mom. Listen to just me. Comes back with a bottle. All right, now I'm ready to listen.
I couldn't do this sober. Sorry.
This was too much.
You know, Bevette was also telling me that, so there's an old thing with show business that you don't want to, that monkeys shouldn't work with little kids, clowns, or drag queens.
Because they freak out?
They freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
And she said she was working at Universal, and they had something had a monkey in it at the time that they were promoting.
Yeah.
And the monkey saw the Grinch and flipped the fuck out because they thought it was a lion.
Okay, yeah.
Just because of the fucking...
Yeah. And they said this monkey, like, lost its mind.
Yeah.
And they're like, they don't know what to do. And the handler just goes, hold on. Like, beep, beep, boop, boop. Hey, I need to see Harry. Send Harry down. And they sent Harry from Harry and the Hendersons to go get the monkey.
Yeah.
Because the monkey saw the big monkey and went, thank you.
God, thank God.
And he just jumped up on him. He's like, come on, let's get you away from this lion. And he said it was the only way to get the monkey to calm down. Let's go get the big monkey.
That's so funny, dude. He's like, backups here.
Yeah, we got it. You don't want shit with us now. Yeah,
what? What?
To just have him beat up the Grinch a little bit.
Some body shot.
Yeah.
She's telling me that same season was when they were promoting one of the Men in Blacks. So around Universal, they had a bunch of dudes in the Men in Black outfits.
Yeah.
And then they would have the pug follow them.
Yeah.
And the way they did it was they had something on their ankle.
So, yeah. So
that
always...
the pug knew to follow. And then when you stop, it stops.
Yeah.
But she said that on lunch, that they would just give you those.
Yeah,
and you could put them all on.
And the pug would just fucking lose it?
And no, you could just walk around with like 6 pugs as like an entourage. And she said one day that like they like just gave her, she put like one on each wrist and one on each foot.
Yeah.
And just walked around and then would stop and like cross her arm and then the pugs would just pull up next.
That's so cool. I like that shit a lot.
Yeah, that's got to be a good feeling, just a little pug army. Oh, coming at her.
Is this the dad?
I believe so.
He's coming home. He's just... Well, dude, you haven't been home for fucking weeks, bro.
Missed his birthday.
Yeah. Missing his son's birthday, comes home. His wife's a raging alcoholic.
He's 20.
You knew what was up. You knew what was up when you left. This drinking isn't a new thing. God damn it, Cheryl.
You want to hear something? You've never been here when Michael needed you. He doesn't have a father, and he knows it.
He's about
Looks like Brian Holtzman.
Yeah, he does. I think he's going to hit it. I've kept my end of the bargain.
What about all the money I've sent you? Oh, yeah, then you were even. I bet you spent every goddamn
cent on booze. So what if I did?
I saw his pajamas. You haven't bought him a new pair of pajamas in years. Yeah.
My son's 17 years old, goddamn it. He's walking around in feety pajamas.
this yellow
sticky
money.
Notes.
Yeah, I went to Staples. I've been spending on sticky notes this whole time.
Get your pills, bro.
Shit. Is this a guy whose sister just got killed?
I wonder if he knows.
He had to be pissed when he saw those pajamas.
Like when he got the gig?
He had to be like, really? I got to wear those the whole movie?
I heard, though, that, you know that movie, it's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds and they're in space. Live or Life or something like that.
Okay.
They said the best part of the movie is that you just wear, like, pajamas the whole time because you're, like, just cozy and comfortable. You don't have to wear stupid wardrobe that's, like the Grinch thing or something heavy.
Yeah.
You're just, like, you're basically in, like, a onesie the entire time.
Yeah, but was it a cool-looking onesie?
I don't know if it was cool.
Okay, I mean, yeah, I get you.
I'm sure after you have to wear the fucking Deadpool suit.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You're pretty pumped to wear a onesie.
Yeah. No, that is a pain in the ass. That's probably one of the worst parts of acting. Like, everyone, like, looks at act. I want to be an actor and all this stuff. Acting sucks.
Yeah.
Like, every acting gig I've done, it's like, it's a bunch of waiting around, and then you have to fucking, do something grueling, like be in the cold for a long time, or be eating shitty, like, craft services all day. Yeah. Like, dude, comedy, 1,000,000 times better than acting. You go up for an hour, you say some fucking funny shit.
Yeah.
Oh, got you, bitch.
Stole your son.
Dude, I've been in full burn makeup for 14 hours.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
And then start shooting.
Yeah. That is like, that's such a long, grueling day.
You just can't touch your face, I'm guessing.
Yeah, dude, you're stuck all day.
Everyone who does like Marvel movies and stuff, they all say the same thing. The worst part is fucking doing makeup. Like being Star-Lord, sick.
Yeah.
Gamora or fucking Vision.
Yeah, no, you know what must rule? Iron Man.
Yeah, it's all CG.
Yeah.
Because the second that thing goes ching ching,
yeah, you're in.
You fucking. And it shows that camera in your face talking to Jarvis.
Yeah, that's it. Before I blow your brains out, you're gonna tell me how the fuck you knew someone was gonna kill Christy. Wait, what the fuck? Why would you kill me, though?
I had a vision, man. That's what I tried to warn you about. I tried to help her.
Is he? Are they trying to sell this kid as Mexican?
I don't know. The fuck is gonna save
you
now?
You went to the hospital and you killed him, motherfucker. It wasn't me, man. It was Tony.
Who the fuck is Tony?
Tony Ramirez, man.
Ah.
Now we know. I don't believe you, you fucking liar.
Fine, man. It was Tony.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Kill me then. You're gonna kill more people, damn it.
I'd have loved it if he'd just shot.
Now, even though you notice that, like, now that they're bringing Beast back, that it's all CG. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, yeah, there's no, I bet Kelsey Grammer went, there is no way on God's green earth I'm putting that blue shit on.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't see that he's coming back.
I was about
back?
To say the same thing.
He's in the post credits on something.
Okay.
Something that nobody saw.
Yeah. Oh, that fucking the Marvels? Dude, man, I was so in on Marvels, watching all the shit,
yeah.
And then, like, a few of the shows stunk, a few of the movies stunk, and now I'm, like, completely out.
Yeah.
Marvels, I didn't even know that shit was coming out until I saw an ad at the subway. I was like, what's this pile of dog shit?
I didn't know it was coming out until it was out, and I heard it stunk. Like,
yeah.
But I went through, like, during the pandemic, I went through every single one in chronological order,
dude.
Then got into the shows, and then it just started
staking. I have a very distinct feeling.
Yeah.
That Deadpool 3 is doing a lot of retconning.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I think he's going to...
He's
going to
kill a bunch of people.
Run around the timeline.
Yeah.
And kill everything that sucks. And I think he's going to kill the entire Council of Kangs off screen.
Oh, no
So that they can fire that guy.
Yeah.
I think he's going to walk in and go, problematic.
Oh, no. The cross is in the wall. Most devastating symbol. Tony's fully possessed.
Done. Told you, bro. I didn't kill your sister.
Yeah, if you didn't believe me before, dude, this is like...
Look at this crazy shit in my house. I think we should let the cops handle this. Wait, is this her house?
No, this is Tony's
this
house.
This is Tony Ramirez's. Oh, okay. Guard, I'm talking to you. If I'm correct, he's the one that has all the Marlboros hanging up.
He's not in, huh?
No, I like Marvel, they just went too hard and like too much of this like, oh, we got to introduce this character and like, I don't care about woke or whatever, but it's like, just make it good, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Just make it fucking.
It got too shoehorned. Like, there was a bunch of shit just shoehorned in, like characters that. Like, I don't know anybody who actually gave a fuck about Miss Marvel or...
No one gave a fuck. And it's like, if you're going to do a side, like, what I thought what they did, the first, like, three episodes of fucking Moon Knight was sick.
Yeah,
when he didn't know what was going on, and it was like a mystery. And then it kind of got ass at the end, and stuff didn't make sense. And you can tell the shit was rushed. And they took away any teeth that it had, too. It, like, it was kind of like... Fucking Iron Man 1, Tony's getting fucking tortured in a cave.
Yeah.
And then everything's like, oh, like I watched, what the fuck, Hawkeye? And it's like, man, I get you want to sell toys, but fuck these kids, man.
Yeah, I couldn't.
This shit's ass.
I couldn't even give Hawkeye. I think I watched the Captain America one, the Loki one, and the WandaVision. And then everything just started. I think after that came She-Hawk.
Like,
and it just was like, I was like hanging on by a thread at that point. Checked out.
Now I'll binge a bunch of them. I know a couple are good. I haven't seen War for Wakanda, and I haven't seen fucking the Guardians 3. I know those are supposed to be
Guardians
good.
3 was excellent.
Guardians, yeah. 3. I didn't see what the Wakanda one.
I am very excited for X-Men 97.
What's X-Men 97?
Is that after Deadpool?
No, they're just starting the cartoon again.
Oh, really?
It's just more episodes of it.
Oh, is it starting from where it left off, or is it like?
I don't know, but the toy line is. Perfect.
Yeah, dude. That era of X-Men fucking rules. I love how fucking, what's his name? I tried to write a joke about this, but I realized it was the same as Chappelle's Pepe Le Pew joke, but how Gambit is just a fucking creep.
Yeah,
Rogue's like, you can't touch me or kiss me or try to fuck me, you'll die. And he's like, what is life without death?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. Rogue was bad, though. She was bad.
I've been fucking with X-Men toys again, and I bought myself one that I'd never had. The first Morph.
Morph. Which one was Morph?
Yeah, I remember Morph.
He turned
dies
into
dies in the first episode. He was Deep one cut. Of the X-Men, but his power was he could become other people.
Yeah.
So it comes with the heads of Cyclops, Wolverine, and other people that you can switch in, then he turns into them.
Great toy.
So I've been buying some of the nicer Marvel like select ones.
Yeah.
And they're fucking huge.
Yeah, I love that.
But I have this theory. So like I just got the Colossus and he's pretty big.
Yeah.
And I'm ordering the big Juggernaut.
Nice.
And they fit in my hand the way a smaller toy would have fit in my hand when I was 10.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that the key to getting adults to buy these new toys is to just size them up to make you feel 10 years old again.
Yeah. I don't think that's
I don't know if you ever seen Mike Lawrence has the coolest. He had a like put in for it, I think, on like a campaign. He's got a Sentinel.
Oh,
that's the right size.
Yeah, like it's so much bigger than all
so
the other
So it can
toys.
Hold a regular X-Men in its hand.
That's badass.
It's so cool.
Love that shit. The X-Men fucking rule. Because the X-Men was like, it's the concept of like, hey, what if, like, you're in school, you're reading comic books, it's like, what if you and your classmates had superpowers and they're all different superpowers? And you're fucking sick, dude. Actually, school would rule.
And every lady's a baddie?
Every lady's a baddie, dude.
This is great.
Yeah, dude.
What do you I just bought, because we went on, when I go on the road, I try to find comic book shops. I just bought a really nice MODOK and Sad Wolverine. The Wolverine that's got the picture.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
You have a toy of that?
I have Wolverine.
Oh, the one
no
that's
claws.
From the, like the meme.
Yeah, it's just Wolverine sadly holding a picture of
Jean Grey
and Cyclops, and I love it.
Yeah, Sad Wolverine's awesome. Wolverine is just a fucking like, what's his name? Pete Holmes had a great joke about how his character's stupid for what they have to do. It's like your bones are made of metal and your main enemy is a magnet controlling.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you were a comic book guy, but the devastation in my childhood soul when Magneto tore
Wolverine apart.
Out.
Yeah.
And then he had just the bone claws for a while.
Oh yeah. Lame.
When he was like feral Wolverine.
Yeah. But Wolverine is so cool. He is like dumb boy, like, okay, there's a guy, he heals, his bones are made of unbreakable metal, he has claws. It's it's just such a stupid thing that's awesome.
I don't, I'm like, as far as like guy movies, Logan is so good.
Oh, so
Logan's
good.
Logan's dope. I'm hyped for the Wolverine movie coming out. I'm not movie game. The game
yeah.
coming out.
Yeah, the Insomniac game?
Yeah, yeah. Insomniac's too good.
Like, I was looking at clips from it.
Yeah, because it's something leaked.
I've been going blind on all that. They leaked so much shit. They leaked those people's like password information and shit, too. Yeah, they went hard, man. But he's got a gun.
Yeah.
About time.
And adult daytime clothes.
Yeah. Let me tuck my shirt in. I'm a grown-up now.
That's so funny.
What a weird way to hold a shotgun.
I know, dude.
Pressed up to your cheek nervously.
Yeah, be in the back with the shotgun is crazy.
Yeah, you probably want to be in the front.
Yeah, I'm hype on that Wolverine game. Just a new Insomniac joy. And y'all going off on two toys. Do y'all fuck with a... like the Transformers shit they put out. And you ever see?
The real nice ones.
The ones that like change themselves. Those I've been seeing.
Those are like $800 though, right?
Yeah, they're crazy. And some of them like the Optimus one can talk, and you can like build in phrases they don't say and shit. I wanted it when Lamar was moving. Like me and Andy for a while, we're like, we should just get Optimus and just have him be our third. But that wouldn't actually work for more than half an episode.
I never was like, as a kid, I loved my toys, but I've never bought adult toys. I think the only one, if I had like a, not even a toy, like a figurine, a big Venom figurine, I think would look cool as hell. I just have nowhere to put it, you know?
Yeah. I was for a second into like Pops. I have a couple of Pops. I donated a bunch of them, but I kept three. I have like three Coming to America Pops that I kept.
Yeah.
And then I would get like, I'm big in the game, so I would get like a collector's edition if a game I was hyped for came out. And it came with figures, but then that shit. I also had to donate a bunch of that shit once I moved.
Yeah. I'm a man child. My house looks like me and my wife's aesthetic. Like our house literally looks like Pee Wee Herman lives there.
Love it. Love it.
We have a pink Christmas tree.
Nice. That's fucking great.
Like straight up, it is neon pink.
Yeah.
The whole tree is
bright as fuck.
Like then that it, the second I saw it, because we had a white tree because we're garbage, and then we saw the pink tree online and we're like. Can we commit to this level of like kitsch white trash where we have a pink Christmas tree that is going to be our tree?
Yes.
For the relationship.
Yeah.
And we were like,
we can. Move. Yeah. I love that. And it's also have fun with it, man. Who gives a shit? I hooked up with this girl who had like the coolest design place. She had all this taxidermied shit all over the place, all this specific art, and all this fucking like had these heads of animals and all this stuff, and she was like someone told her, it's like, well, isn't it gonna be hard to like resell your place? She's like, yeah, but I live here. I want to live in a place I like to live in. Oh guys, you're supposed to be protecting a body.
Well, this guy was just hammered. That's their Mexican friend.
Who's he? But he's supposed to die next, right?
Yeah, but he's hammered.
But you think one dude would stay behind with a weapon to protect the guy who's supposed to die next?
Also, this knife is always wet.
He's just been killing people on the way. Just walk by stabs.
Oh, we fucked up.
Yeah, it's like, bro, you know who the target is.
Left him in the car drunk, windows down.
Yeah, well, I didn't want him to suffocate.
Yeah, you want to overheat at night.
Yeah, you can't leave your Mexican friend in the car with the windows closed. That's how you lose him.
Tesla has a setting for that.
Tesla has a setting for that.
Well, don't they lose, like, every once in a while, like, a fucking truck full of immigrants like that?
Yeah, true.
They just leave them back there for a day or two? And then they have to open it up like a truck full of bad oranges.
Oh, Jesus.
just a million flies come out. Like, oh, sorry, this one turned.
That guy got his throat slit like he fucking that was taking like an uncomfortable shit. It was like, ooh.
Never mind.
Oh, bro, come on.
I was just going to fall down the steps holding the gun.
This is the worst mistake.
Yeah, I might just kill myself. Fuck it. I'm not even going through this shenanigans.
Yeah.
I'm possessed by a devil. I'm going to hell now.
He doesn't see the dude in the car? And he's like just repping the shotgun. Needed to get his smoke so bad.
Needed to go in and steal him too. And then chill there. It's
Yo,
so well lit.
Like, bro, you don't see the dead guy?
It seems irresponsible at best.
Yeah.
Crazy. Also, the way he got in the car not looking, holding the shotgun inches from his face is just bad gun safety.
Dude.
Bad car safety.
Bad car and gun safety. I mean, especially if you're looking for, like, I check my backseat if I just park somewhere weird for too long. Like, you have an active devil murderer on the loose. And you sit backwards into the car.
They saw a mysterious face talk through a TV, and they're not like, he's not even on a little bit of alert. He's not even like, oh, you know, maybe I should be fucking, maybe I should be paying attention a little bit more.
Hell yeah, dude. So he's really bad at checking the backseat.
Oh, what an idiot.
What's going on?
Yo,
shoot
just
him!
Right through the back. Dude's dead.
Johnny's there.
Oh, there's no way somebody's not shooting somebody here.
Yeah, just...
I don't see him. Be careful.
Oh, wait, can they not see him?
Maybe not.
But I thought he just saw him in the rear view.
It seemed
Maybe
like
it was like
did.
A ref...
That's straight up just Freddy.
Yeah. Voice, all that.
Yeah, everything. Okay, so he's got some sort of... He's not just walking around. He's got... He's a little bit more powerful.
Some type of interdimensional something. Not that good.
Yeah.
Eight, never mind.
Done.
Scratch that.
Done? I got him!
Yo,
got
double
him.
Tap.
Why would you go in through the car?
He's about to shoot
yourself.
So you
get decapitated? Oh.
That's pretty
good. That looks great.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's badass. Yo, what a way to die.
Through the mandibles. Tough one. You know, people get that pierced.
That?
This part? The mandible, yeah.
No, thank you. That sounds
under the jaw like that?
Sounds horrifying. Oh, car possession.
Start shooting. Oh, and the shotgun's still in the car.
He's a fast runner.
Oh, yeah. They're doing it Rocky style. Just blindly shoots behind himself.
And he's actively blind right now, too. Like, not even just the blind shot. I don't think his eyes are working. He's still got the red shit going on.
Like,
oh.
Please.
Yeah, that's my zip code from when I grew up.
Drop the gun.
This is Jersey?
Yeah.
What's it, 07
Come
something?
07094. Sea caucus.
Officer, they're trying to kill me.
Do you think come here, Charlie Face?
Red car. White red car.
Oh, this red car, baby.
Yo, start shooting. These guys are way too chill for this whole situation.
Yeah, a car pulls right up on them. No questions.
Come out.
He just gets closer.
That's an order.
No flashlight.
Like, I saw a clip from Terrifier where he's fucking with two police officers, and they're like, hey, man, calm down. And I was like, these cops would shoot the fuck out of you right now.
What's Terrifier?
It's like a horror movie with a clown that has, like, insane supernatural powers that never really make sense.
Yeah. They don't ever define what he is or why he has power. It's frustrating.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's just a fucked up clown who's killing everybody and you don't know
so
why.
So there's, it's from a series of short films that the director had made where that character kind of has more human rules.
Uh-huh.
But in the Terrifier movies, for some reason, like, he just does shit that, like, you're like, oh, I didn't know he was, like, halfway through, you're like, oh, he's got a gun?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, is he magic?
Yeah.
Like, and then he, like, transports, or, like, he'll take out, like, impossible weapons.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just, like, whatever they want him to do in,
like,
that moment. You look like you hate it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The gore is very good.
Yeah.
However, the movie to me is a little soulless. And it's one of those things, because of what I like, everyone says to me, oh my God, you gotta see Terrifier.
Yeah.
And then Terrifier 2 is super gory. And everyone's like, dude, that's like your favorite thing in the world, right?
They're making a third one, too.
And it's going to be a Christmas movie.
It's like a relatively new series?
Yeah, the second one came out last year, maybe, or the year before. And then there's going to be a third one next year for Christmas.
Okay.
But, like...
What's this song?
I think it's called Don't Panic.
Oh, steal the... Oh.
Yeah, I think if everyone didn't tell me how much I would love the Terrifier movies, yeah. I would be like, these are fine. Because I do like the shorts they're based on, but for some reason, yeah, it just exhausts me.
Whoa!
Unless he wants me to be in the third one, then they're my favorite franchise.
delete this whole episode.
Then I'd fucking make Frank burn the archives.
So I can't remember the number. Burn it.
So I can sell fucking autographs at conventions.
Did you hear that? He said, "Excuse me, Senator. They're having some sort of like government meeting."
The senator says you should have him for dinner.
Dinner?
There's no way this is Jersey and the senator spoke Spanish.
Why not?
No, really. I can't stay. I just like to speak to Alex for a second.
Yeah, Alex. Everyone's getting murdered.
And tell us about it.
That song is called Don't Panic, and it was written and composed and performed by the main actor.
Oh, thank you. Really?
By this guy?
Well, the blonde kid.
Yo.
I'd like to.
Aren't you going to offer him some wine?
He's a regular old Donald Glover. Walter? Just does it all.
Please.
Dude, this mustache is out of control, dude. That is the sign of, like, if this guy could die at any second.
Cheers.
Oh, the mustache guy?
Yeah, obscene wealth when you have a mustache like that.
When I see it, for some reason, it makes me think he's part of the problem. Like, that feels like one of the movie tropes where they give you, like, the villain, twirly mustache. He's like, you think I don't know he's killing everybody? I'm the fucking senator. He's also powerful.
Yeah.
Let's go.
This guy goes into a government building?
It only shoots vases. He was perfect with his vase aim.
He's in this chick's house. They have the senator of whatever Mexico City or something there, and he just starts blasting. There should be like Secret Service in here right now.
Yeah, he should be obliterated.
And now they're just kidnapping this lady.
Where the hell do you think you're taking my daughter?
I will stand here and yell until you tell me.
Yo, get in this old-timey car, please.
Please get in this car that
goes... Yes!
Aruga! When you beat
the horn. Oh, my God.
Shit. Crank it up.
They steal this fucking, like, priceless fucking, old
no,
school
car. No one even came out the door.
They get one of the cars from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Everyone's still sitting in there like, what the fuck just happened? You go get her. I'm not going to fucking get her.
God damn it, our stupid whore daughter. Fuck this moron. He shot $20,000 worth of vases.
I know she did the ice cream move again. She's got to fucking stop.
No more ice cream.
Keep driving these fellas crazy.
Every time you eat ice cream for breakfast, another blind boy shoots all our goddamn vases. You and your Cro-Magnon eyebrow go up to your goddamn room.
We purposely didn't get that wax so no one would fuck you anymore. Look at your... Even your ugly mug is bringing in these...
We're entering a father-daughter facial hair competition. My mustache. Your unibrow. We were unbeatable. Unbeatable, I tell you.
He's like, oh, maybe the magical knife you've been killing everyone with.
Uh-oh. Don't drop it, Michael.
I love how the one like weapon that can kill him, he just left behind. He's like a supernatural demon that can teleport all around the world. Yeah. He's like, ah, fuck, I should have picked that up earlier.
Oh, my sacrificial knife. Fuck.
Damn it. Damn it.
That's so me. I always leave things where I don't need them.
Well,
let's go to a warehouse. This is going to be safe.
All right, let's get in this warehouse that makes electricity and barrels.
Classic.
Classic electric barrel factory.
You think he's got a Freddy weakness, like Freddy's fire? Maybe his is electricity?
Yeah, maybe. It's got to be something. It's alcohol.
Damn, just spit on him.
Yeah.
Pussy. Just let's go where it's even scarier.
Yeah, right into the catacombs.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like every scare. We got catacombs. We got like basement.
Yeah, this is just straight up Freddy Boiler Room shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right back the way we came.
All right, we made it out.
Not coming. Just go.
What do you mean go? What about you?
I can't. Just go.
I can't go without you.
Go!
You fucking stupid bitch!
You, your unibrow, get the fuck out of here!
Oh, I love you. Dude, this guy gives it up fast.
Wait, is that what he said?
He said, I love you.
Oh, man. Oh, no, she did give him some pussy. He is allegedly. And by his pajamas, he probably lost his virginity to her.
Yeah.
So he sprung. He sprung right now.
Oh, shit. Oh,
that one got him perfectly in the dough.
Oh, shit, he just...
That's so funny. If he dies here, I got this. Just gets stoned to death.
I love the, yeah, that's, it's like he's going to a place, this guy's chucking shit all over the place. It's like, hey, you entered my booby trap area, you fool.
Quick, let's run to an area I've never seen before.
That's not well lit at all. Oh, now he's psychic. Shit. Or telekinesis.
Yeah, how's he gonna kill him without the knife, though? I guess by just chucking shit. Oh, yeah, get electrocuted, yeah, bitch.
You just throw like a whole, like a column.
Yeah.
A column at him.
Yeah, maybe he'll get crushed like Terminator.
Did this movie do well when it came out? Was this like a big movie?
I think it was a big hit on video.
Okay.
Yeah, touch your bloody scar right now.
Because it feels as well done as like a Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I would say it's of comparable quality.
Yeah.
Especially if they also shot shit in Spanish. It seemed like some of the dialogue was dubbed, so or ADR'd.
I don't know what that means. And I'm just
automated dialogue replacement.
Okay,
so they just
they didn't get
the
sound on set. They got the sound afterward and had the
okay. I know when I see that sometimes in a movie, I just didn't know the name for it.
No, let me go.
Yeah. Like that was what I thought was that. Yeah,
a big one I always point out in movies, especially bad movies, is if there's no transition to where they're going next, when a character has their head completely not facing the screen.
Uh-huh.
They'll be like, let's go to the park and eat lunch.
And then they'll cut to the park.
Like, but it'll be the fastest sentence ever. Like, let's forget about your mother and go on a drive.
Oh! He fucking got him with the block.
Yeah, he should be dead. That was crazy.
Yeah, a full, like, stone block just hit him back of neck and head.
I think about that when I see whenever I watch Friday now as an adult and just watch Craig hit Devo in the face with a brick and then just not kill him. Like, he throws that thing hard as shit in his eye socket. Crushed to death. You called it.
Okay.
Stab him. Head stab.
So the shotgun blast, almost nothing. The crushing? It must, maybe it's like he's weak against stone or something, or metal.
That's why he kept using that as his weapon. Like, this will stop you. Grab it by the
blade. He's like, why doesn't he just teleport right now? Good, he's going to turn back to normal or something and be like, Michael, it's Michael. Me, Tony. Yeah, called it.
You did it. I'm back. It's me.
Kill him.
I can't feel my legs, man. Just go. Don't watch me die.
Don't,
I don't want you
for
to watch me die, man.
Oh,
no, you fool. Simpleton. I'm scared. God, I'm evil still. I'm still evil.
Oh, He's like, I can do this all along.
Ah, I got you by the asshole.
You forgot that I had super psychic powers, you stupid bitch.
He can't do mustache more than death?
That man is flying. Is he holding him up by the brain?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Stab him with it, you fucking unibrow cunt.
Oh. She's taking her sweet time on this one.
The knife? And what do I do with it, honey? Him.
Yeah, I like that way to talk to her. I hate this part. Just take your time getting over there.
Yeah, this dude's like screaming in the sky.
Being picked up by the brain.
Yeah, he's like, he's ripping my soul apart.
Oh, and then she stabbed barely in his chest. He has a whole head.
Ow.
Yeah, legs should be shattered.
Michael. Yeah, just leave him the knife.
Michael. You can stab more than once, you know.
Cut his fucking head off.
Yeah. Stab his eyes out.
He didn't even check his pulse. He goes, nah, he's dead.
Did you see that fall? He's finished.
There's no way he's not dead. This guy's dead.
I love it if Mike just gets hard. I told you he wasn't dead.
You just shoot some both.
Why? Why?
Oh, he is back now. That's so funny. Back just in time to die a slow, painful death.
Yeah, he's like, oh, God. Oh, the fuck, this sucks. This is horrible.
Just coming to being crushed and stabbed.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he... Wait, who? That guy was her dad? Is that what it's called?
No, detective. Yeah, it was a detective from earlier.
I missed him. I missed every appearance of that guy.
Please.
Why? Really stretching this out?
Jesus, our Redeemer, you willingly gave yourself up to death so that all people might be saved and pass from death to a new life.
Mom's definitely drunk.
Listen to our prayers.
Yeah, she's wasted after her son died.
Yeah.
Who mourn and pray for their dead brother.
I try that.
Lord Jesus, you alone are holy and compassionate. Forgive our brother his sins. By dying, he opened the gates of life for those who believe in you. Do not let our brother be parted from you, but by your glorious power, give him light, joy, and peace in heaven, where you live forever and ever. Amen.
There's got to be a pop scare at the end, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be something. I'm surprised Michael died. I feel like he was doing a lot of work.
Maybe it's the hand from the beginning that came out of the thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was guessing we were going to see her using a Ouija board to contact him.
Yeah.
As the ending, but we'll see.
I think they're going to go the carry thing, and the hand's going to come up for the rose.
Is that what happens at the end of Carrie? She comes out of the casket?
Oh, it does.
That was a kind of a lame way for him to die, just that fall.
Yeah.
No blood. Landed right on his legs.
As long as we love each other, nothing can take us apart. There will always be an open door between us.
It's a psychotic way to look at at a funeral.
That's the end. She's like, actually, it's fine.
Everyone, that was just a happy ending, I guess. I want to thank my wonderful guests, Nate Marshall, Trader Arena. Please check them out online. Please check out their podcast. Support them out on the road. Thank you to the guys in the booth. And on behalf of everyone here at Gas Digital,
I ain't never seen a nigga eat a horse. horse head. Hey, he made sure that the horse was dead. I ain't never seen a nigga eat a horse head. Shit. Make sure that the horse dead.
See you next week.